Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I have a super special guest for you today. This guest has not been on the show in well over a year. I finally coaxed him back. It is my oldest son, Jude. Jude, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
This feels like the perfect trivia game for you today, Jude, because it is something that I know you know an awful lot about. Sports. Do you feel confident in sports trivia?
Yes.
What is your all-time favorite sports team?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right, the Cleveland Cavs. You've been to several games, several playoff games. You are a big, huge Cavs fan. I think you're going to do well. We're going to cover a lot of sports, but I feel confident in you. First, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs. I want to shout out to Ivy, Landon, Emma, Nolan, Jude, unrelated to you, Jaden, Maximus, and Zoe. Thanks for listening, you guys. I hope you're having an amazing day. And we have some birthdays. We have Maya, Jovi, and Will. Happy birthday. I hope you have amazing birthdays. All right, here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of sports trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds, Jude, to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. And at the end, tally up the score and see how well you do. Are you ready for sports trivia?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Round one, question one. What does NBA stand for?
The National Basketball Association.
All right. I feel like you are starting off a little bit cocky. Don't be. It's only going to get harder, probably. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, question two. Previously known as the Indians, this Cleveland baseball team is now known as what?
The Guardians.
That's right. Are you a Guardians fan?
I'm not.
No, we don't watch a lot of baseball, but we still think it's a really great sport, you guys. Question three. Lovingly known as Gritty, this creepy orange mascot represents what NHL team?
I don't know.
Oh, stumped so early. That would be the Philadelphia Flyers. Question four. What do you call it when a bowler makes three strikes in a row?
Yeah, bowling is not my thing.
Oh my gosh. I really thought you were going to do well. That would be a turkey. It is a turkey if you get three strikes in a row, which obviously I'm very familiar with because I'm a very good bowler. Okay, question five. Who has won more tennis grand slams, Venus Williams or Serena Williams?
I'm going to guess Serena Williams.
That is correct. Serena has got more. She is insanely talented. Huge fan. Okay, question six. How long is a marathon?
Isn't it like 26 miles or something?
Oh, you're so close. It's 26.2 miles. I guess we'll give it to you. All right, question seven. In soccer, what body part cannot touch the ball?
Okay, that's your hands.
That's right. You do play soccer, right, Jude?
Yeah.
And what position are you?
I play like defense.
Okay. Well, you can't win the games without defense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question eight. A fast-paced sporting event is held every year on Memorial Day. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is the Indianapolis 500. That's 500 laps, you guys. Whew. All right, question nine. Who was the first major league player to pitch a ball over 100 miles per hour?
Nolan Ryan.
That is correct, Nolan Ryan. Okay, final question of this round. What is the most stolen base in baseball?
Well, I do see people stealing second base a lot, so I'm going to say second base.
It is second base. I feel like second base is the easiest one to steal because you're getting, like, it's still pretty far from where the pitcher and I don't play, guys. I'm going to be honest. I don't play. I don't know all the words, but I feel like if I had to steal a base, that'd be the one I would aim for. Okay. Not bad. I was surprised to see you struggle a couple times. Thoughts on the first round?
I thought I did pretty good.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I have very high standards. Meredith is a really good trivia player. So you have, you know, big shoes to fill. All right, round.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Two. The Olympics are held every how many years?
Four.
That is correct. 4 years. Question two. Which NFL team appeared in four consecutive Super Bowls from 1991 to 94 and lost all of them?
I feel like I know this. The Cowboys?
It was the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. Okay, question three. How many holes are played in an average round of golf?
Nine.
Oh, that's only half. It's 18. 18 long holes. Okay, question four. Who is the youngest player to score 10,000 points in the NBA?
It's got to be LeBron.
It is LeBron, your favorite. Okay, question five. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycling?
That's correct. It is a bike race. Okay, question six. What wide receiver caused a sensation during his rookie season with a one-handed catch?
That's Odell.
It is Odell. Okay, question 7. This one's going to be a little bit hard. The Triple Crown Award is given to a horse who wins which 3 races?
Yeah, I have no clue.
It is the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and Belmont. Okay, question 8. What snowboarding champ goes by the nickname the Flying Tomato?
Yeah, I don't watch snowboarding.
Okay, but he has like a lot of games, like on like video games. It's Shaun White. Okay, question 9. Which country won the first Women's World Cup?
The U.S.
Of course it was the U.S. We have an amazing women's team. Okay, final question. If you miss this, you're going to have to move out. What sport starts with a tip-off or a jump ball?
Basketball.
That's right. Are you in charge of that for your sport?
No.
No? Not tall enough?
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay. Well, you do play some amazing basketball. All right. You did it, Jude. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. You did pretty well. I'm not going to lie. I had higher expectations, but they were tough questions. So I'm going to pat myself on the back with that. Hey, kids, make sure you head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know how you did on this episode against Jude. And if you have a show idea or you want to hear a shout out or it's your birthday, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and make sure to include your name so we know who to give the shout out to. And we also love posting your photos. Just make sure your parents send them. And again, include your name for that on our Instagram and Facebook. And we will get them up on our socials as soon as we get them. All right. Have an amazing day, Trivia Nerds.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.